This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abba. We're continuing in the Shiurim of Sefer Bamidbar. Shiurim on Sefer Bamidbar. Our sponsor this week is the yard site of Rabbi Isaac's father. When is it? Tesvav Sivan. So the Shiurim are sponsored by the Yaslovsky family, Leonishmas Shabsi ben Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, Nisham Shem Neliyah, Shavim Yom Neos Yosef, the whole family, for Simcha Sanachas, Abiyas Goyal Sadek. The Shiurim of Bamidbar are also graciously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim Umishpachta, Lilo Nishmas, Rav Shom Leliyaz ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Lilo Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, Began Eden Teh Menuchasim, they should be Melitza Yisham for their whole family, for Simcha Sanachas, Abiyas Goyal Sadek. Tonight is a source of great blessings, so we have a lot of dedications. Firstly, we'll start with the Kohanim. Tonight's shir is dedicated by our good friend Reb Chaim HaKohen Kasdan, who is a conduit of the priestly blessings. So we bless him, and while we're on it, everybody should patronize local service, executive dry cleaning. I use it myself. Excellent service. If you want to have good dry cleaning and be mekayim in the mitzvah of the Hechazak Daboy, this is my own personal addition. No, I wasn't. Executive dry cleaning. Okay, next. 1 second. Tonight's shiur is dedicated by Dr. Zahava Kalfa Hallo of Germany for Bracha Hatzlacha Shmira Tova Liyaladim Chana Bas Zahava and Hillel Ben Zahava. Shishtiska Legadlam Latar Lachov Masim Toivim. Tonight is sponsored anonymously as Refuah Shleima for Svetlana Golda Basarach. She have Refuah Shleima. B'soich Shar Chayle Yisrael. And tonight's shir is dedicated by me in honor of my good friend Reb Gedalia Schwartz, who searched the whole world to get a very, very rare sefer. After the shir, you're going to want to get the sefer. I don't know if there are more copies. Maybe there are. Maybe they're not. But without the sefer, I've been on a hunt for the sefer for quite a while. And this mamish oyim v'nara. Let's start off with the very important maramakoyim. The art scroll, Reb Chaim Knievsky Zmirais. If I could, there's so many chidushim nairam that I saw in this sefer. I've tried to get it in Hebrew. I don't know where to get it. It's not on any of the, I'm not aware of how to find it, where to get it. But I love this sefer, Reb Chaim Knievsky on Zmirais. So let's begin. Reb Chaim commented that he saw in a sefer that was written about a century ago that the words of Berchas Kayanim represent a specific blessing, and one can ask a Kohen to have him in mind regarding a certain blessing. For example, he says the word vichuneka blesses people, they should have children. Shalom indicates that there should be peace in their abodes. In other words, basically people would come to Reb Chaim and people would say, I need money, I need children, I need hatzlacha, I need shiduchim, whatever they need, and Reb Chaim would identify where in Berchas Kayanim you should be mechavein. Instead of sitting there under the talus, fooling around with your kid, we know what you're doing under there. You know, everybody thinks, well, everyone's under the talus. I don't know what they're having, thumb rest, whatever you're doing. You know, that's between you and your personal family. But you need to be mechavein. If you have a certain soirach, Reb Chaim would advise and identify where exactly in Berchas Kayanim you should have in mind. Not only that, Reb Chaim said that if, let's say, people are having Shalom Bayis issues, ask the Kohen to have them in mind. Now, this might not be good for Shaduchim. So you say, you know, could you have someone else in mind? And then you give your name, right? I'm asking for a friend. But Reb Chaim would suggest that you ask the Kohen for what you need, and the Kohen should have you in mind. Very interesting. So Reb Chaim says two things. Number one, you should be mechavein by a specific juncture in Berchas Kohanim. And number two, the Kohen should have that in mind for you. So this I never saw before in my life. They asked Reb Chaim, "Nu, what's the name of the Sefer?" Chaim said he didn't remember. Reb Chaim said he didn't remember. So everybody, seeking to determine what Sefer Reb Chaim could be referring to, they eventually found. Now, who the they is? Art school can't be Magala. Who the they was? But they eventually found the Sefer Chesed La'alafim, published by Rav Eliyahu Pinchas HaKoyin Marina in the year 1911. On the frontispiece, on the Sharbala of the Sefer, he writes, here, let's read it. I have it over here, number two. Sefer Chesed Lo Alofim, Bayevayar, Midirvei Chazal, Sigulas, Birchas Koyanim. This will explain the Sigula Birchas Koyanim, Lahasig Hatzlacha, to achieve success, La'oishar, for wealth, for kavod and honor, v'chayim toivim, v'aruchim, long life, u'levatel kora'a, to be mevatel any evil, v'zam, anger, v'tzara min ha'adam, al yidei kavanas ha'kayanim be'ez tuchanam. So people look for all kinds of skulais, they go across the globe, they do all kinds of things. All you need to do is have the proper kavanas by birchas kayanim. In fact, the shla ha'kadosh, what was the shla? Kayan Levi or Yisrael? Levi. Horowitz, he's Ish Horowitz, he's a Levi. When he was on the Duchen, and he made Aliyah, he went to Eretz Yisrael, he would be mechavein, like, what do we call, you know, like I have in my office, Lahavdel Elif Avdolais. So let's say, you know, you need a signal to that your computer should send a signal to the copy machine, right? Because the wire connection is too cumbersome, so you want to send a Wi-Fi signal from the computer to the copy machine. The only thing is, how does the computer talk to the copy machine? The copy machine is not a... The copy machine has to be able to communicate with the computer. Also, the source of the connection has to talk to the computer. So you put an extender. You plug the extender into the copy machine. The connection, the Wi-Fi connection, talks to the extender, and then the extender talks to the copy machine. So the shla, kiviyachal, lahavdil, acted as an extender. He would have in mind that the bracha, the kayanim, went through him, and then he sent it to Chutz La'aretz. So he acted as like, you know, a hotspot, whatever it is, whatever you want. The shla hakadosh was able to channel. Again, I'm just using these terminologies, and I don't even know what they are, just in case maybe you know what they are, right? To transfer the Birchas Koyanim from the Koyain in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael to his family in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so the Reb Chaim didn't...
He gets the bracha because he has in mind other people.
I don't know. Who said the Koyain gets the bracha? That's a good question. It's a general question. How does the Koyain get the bracha? Right? Ayin Barashi Va'ani Avarchem. Look in the second Pshat in Rashi. How do the Kohanim get the bracha? So the Shalakosh would, you know, he would channel the bracha to Chutz La'aretz. And so they identified the Sefer Chesed La'alaf, and the only thing is, it didn't exist. The Sefer didn't exist. No one ever heard of it. Nobody had it. So they told Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman became very excited that, oh, there's a Sefer somewhere, if one day somebody publishes the Sefer, that people could access the brachos of Berchus Kayanim. So in the year 2009, someone came to Rabbi Aaron Leib and said he has the opportunity to publish a new Sefer. Which Sefer should he publish? And Rabbi Aaron Leib said, publish the Sefer Chesed Lo'alafim. Now, lots of luck getting the Sefer. But here, L'Kavod, the Shir on Parshas Nasai Tavshin Pei Gimel. Thank my friend Reb Gedalia Schwartz. He got the Sefer, I think, courtesy of Sfarim Center, Borough Park, shipped to my address in time for the Shir. So through this Sefer, you're going to access the Kayach HaBerchas Kayanim. So you say, what do I have to wait now to the Yom Noram? We'll see what we need to do. Now, I got another message this week from the Rebbetzin of one of the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael, who listens to the Shirim, and she mentioned that the yeshiva published a kitzer of the kavanas to have during Birchas Koyanim. The only thing is that the shir is in 36 hours. So she said she's going to overnight these laminated cards to the shir. And then a few hours later, Nebuch, we got the news that the Patira of Reb Gershon, and because of the Patira of Reb Gershon, FedEx had to communicate that they can't guarantee delivery. I'm not exactly sure how it arrived, but this morning, hanging on my door, were the cards published by the Yeshiva of Reb Tzvi Kushalevsky, in Eretz Yisrael. So you have it here. Now, those on Zoom, you still have 37 minutes to get here and get your card. Otherwise, sorry, we appreciate your attendance. We appreciate you coming on Zoom, but you will never, ever access any blessing. No, maybe we'll be able to figure out a way to get it to you. But, okay, so let's start. There's a very interesting stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says in the end of Masechta Soita, I think you just had in the Daf Yomi, the Mishnah said at the end of Soita, Rav Shim Gamliel says that from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there's no day that doesn't have klala. Says the Gemara, B'chol yom v'yom meruba kilas v'shechaver. Every day is worse than the day before. Yeah, every day is worse than the day before. Like it says, Boiker toimar mi'yitain erev, erev toimar mi'yitain boiker. At night you're going to say, I wish it was not tomorrow morning, this morning. Every day gets worse than the next. Than the day before. So says the Gemara, so what does the world stand on? You remember this? Says the Gemara, the world stands on two things. Akidusha de Sidra, on Uval Etzion, right? You know what Uval Etzion is? That's the time of davening when like, you turn around. Where did 90% of the people go? What happened to them? Maybe they're giving out something for free. Is there a kiddush somewhere? You know what? Why does everybody leave? Because the Yetzer Hara says, yes, they go to shul and daven for everything you need. It comes down to the people who daven during Uval Etzion. So the Yetzer Hara makes sure that you leave before, Ribbono Shel, I need parnasa today. And then you run out. Ribbono Shel, I gave it to you. You just left it there on the shul. It's not going to be back tomorrow. So you got to make sure you stick around for Uval Etzion and Aleinu. But in any event, the Gemara says, the world stands on the Kedusha of Uval Etzion and Yehei Shmei Rabba of Agadata. Okay, that's the Bavli. Comes Yushalmi, the end, the same Gemara in Soita. Shem Gamliel says the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, every single day has Klala. Not only that, one day is worse than the day before. Says the Gemara, why is that? You ready for this? Kael zoyim b'chol yom. Because the Lord gets angry every day. God gets angry every day. That's what Bilam said. Hashem gets angry every day. Says the Yerushalmi, mi mevatel. So what's mevatel, Hashem's anger? Rabbi Avin b'shem Rav Acha, birchas kayanim mevatelas. So comes Rabbi Yehu Pinchas HaKoyen Marina. The author of Sefer Chesed Lo Alafim, courtesy of Rav Gedalia Schwartz. He wants to know, he says there's a stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Why is it then when the Bavli asks, what does the world stand on? The Bavli says, Kiddusha de Sidra and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. That's what Rava says, right? That's Rava, Amar Rava. Why didn't the Bavli say, Berchas Koyanim? In other words, why does the Bavli say Akedusha de Sidra and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba? And why does Yerushalmi say Berchas Koyanim? It's a machloikis. Which one is it? Is it Berchas Koyanim or the Akedusha de Sidra and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba? What? The Yerushalmi has Berchas Koyanim, but the Bavli doesn't have it, so it had no other choice. The thing is, you would have thought that they used to do Berchas Koyanim in Chutz Aretz. They never did it?
What happened to the three things that the island is under? Tara, Avoid, and Milos Chasson?
Good question. That's beyond the scope of this year. We only ask questions that we answer. You know? So, that's the steer. The steer is between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, the world, what does the world stand on? In other words, you're right, the world stands on those three things, but it sounds like we're dealing with this progressive klala. There's more and more klala. Every day there's more curse, there's more klala, more klala. So how do you get rid of the klala? So the Bavli says we get rid of it with Kedusha de Sidra and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and the Yerushalmi says Berchas Koyanim. But furthermore, the Chesed La'alafim asks, why is it that the Gemara says that Almi ha'olam mekayim? Look in the lashon of the Bavli. Amayka mekayim? What holds up the world? And the Yerushalmi's lashon is mi mevatel? What nullifies the curse? Why does it use a different expression? Why does the Bavli say mevatel? Excuse me. Why does the Bavli say mekayim? And the Yerushalmi mevatel? So says the Chesed La'alafim the question of the Bavli is not the question of the Yushalmi. And the question of the Yushalmi is not the question of the Bavli. They're addressing two different points entirely. Namely, let's tell a story. The story goes like this. There was once a father. The father had a kid. The father was the king of a major region, a very powerful king. He tells the kid, I want you to go out and wage war against my enemy. He furnishes him with armory, with tanks, with all types of soldiers and weapons, and the kid is primed to annex new land for his father. So some of the enemies of the king sneak into the kid's tent and give him lavish food and drink and comfort and linen, and they put him to sleep and they give him to drink, and he becomes a shikr like loit. And in the meanwhile, the enemy progresses and the enemy penetrates the defenses, and the enemy surrounds the entire tent, and the war is over. The enemy has won victoriously. The son has no chance of winning the war, but in the last moment, he galvanizes his best troops around him. He retreats, and he returns back to his father's land, to his father's castle, in great shame. The father's furious. He said, I set you up for success, and you blew it. The father has no choice. He has to hand the son over to his henchmen. These henchmen, they're brutal. If you're under the directives, if you're under the control of these henchmen, they come, they chain you, they whip you, they lash you, they starve you, nobody ever survives the king's henchmen. A few weeks later, some of the dearest friends of the king's son go to check on him. They expect him to be laying in a pool of blood, dead, and they see he's flourishing, he's successful, he's in comfort. He has everything he needs. He has food. He has home. Nobody's harming him at all. So they ask him, how did you survive? How did this happen? So the son said like this. You know, my father armed me with all kinds of weaponry and all kinds of soldiers, and I took some of it back with me into this house. And they warded off the enemies, and they warded off the henchmen, and they chased the henchmen away. The henchmen are afraid to get anywhere near me because I have my dad's best soldiers with me. I lost the war, but they were still with me, so I took them with me, and they just defeated the henchmen, and the henchmen are nowhere to be found. They won't come anywhere near me, so I'm protected. So a few weeks later, they come back to him, and they see not only is he protected, but he's living in the lap of luxury. He has the best food, he has a personal caterer, he has a chef, he has personal trainer, he's living it up. They said, where do you have all the service from? I understand, you know, you kept the henchmen away, but where do you have all these services from? Don't you remember, the kid said? When Dad sent me to war, he sent me accompanied by his 60 most trusted servicemen. These servicemen are so well respected and so eminent that whenever they walk in the street, everyone just drops and bows to them. And even the enemy drops and bows to them. So anytime I need something, I send these servicemen. They go and they bring everything I want back to me. So I'm protected by my soldiers and I'm catered by the 60 servicemen that my father provided for me. So you wonder, what does this have to do with Berachas Kohanim? Says the great Eliyahu Pinchas HaKohen Marina of the Sefer Chesed La'alafim that was discovered by Reb Chaim Knievsky and published by Reb Aaron Leib Steinman that arrived at this year tonight. Says like this. He says, how do we survive today? What does the world stand on? What the world stands on is Kedusha de Sidra and Yeheshme Rabba Vagadata. But here's the problem. Very nice Kedusha de Sidra of Agadata. That will just keep us alive. But we're surrounded by zam. We're surrounded by anger. God gets angry every day. We're still under the wrath of the king. And the wrath of the king will make sure that all roads are cut off. So even though we're surviving, how would we ever get medicine? How would we ever get parnasa? How would we ever get comfort? So under the wrath of the king, maybe Klal Yisrael could live, but chas v'shalom, there'll be no source for health, and no source for children, and no source for nachas, and no source for parnasa, because we're alive. We say the Vavalat Zion. We say Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. But who's going to bring us the goodness, the bounty of life? We're surrounded by God's wrath. But God provided us with 60 eminent officers that when they walk the streets, everyone bows to them and everyone defers to them. And everyone just in great servitude allows these servicemen, they could bring us whatever we want. You want health? You want money? You want happiness? You want success? You want Torah? You name it. There are 60 servicemen that could bring you any possible benefit. You know who the 60 servicemen are? Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. That's 15. You have it 60 letters. There's 60 letters in Birchas Kayanim. The 60 letters in Birchas Kayanim are mevatel any zam, any anger. The world stands on uvalet zion. The world stands on amen yehishmei rabbah. Very nice. You could be alive, but how are you going to enjoy life? You could only enjoy life through Birchas Kayanim. So you say, so I should move to Eretz Yisrael. Of course you should. What are you thinking about? Why not? But what do you do if you can't? So it's like this. If you look in number 8, the Medrash says in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, on the Pasuk, Hinei mitasai shalashloimai shishim gibayrim savivla. The shishim gibayrim are the shishim oisiois of Birchas Kohanim. So, says the Medrash. And you know, we're all familiar that, well, Birchas Kohanim is for all blessing in the world. I thought it's for bad dreams. And most people say, since I never dream, I never have dreams, so I don't need Birchas Kayim. No. The Medrash says, if somebody has a bad dream, even if you see in a dream that there's a sword on your neck, now listen carefully, it's not just Birchas Kayim. You should go to the shul. You should say Kriya Shema. You should say Daven Yer Tefillah. You should listen to Birchas Kayim. You should answer Amen. And if you do that, no harm will come your way. Now it's very interesting that the Medrash says you should answer Amen. Does anybody know? What is the most important Amen that one will ever say? It's the Amen to Birchas Kohanim. Amen to Birchas Kohanim, not to the bracha of Levarchas Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, to the brachas of Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Answering Amen to those brachas are da'oiraisa. How could Amen be da'oiraisa? Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that part of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is on the Yisrael to be Nizbarech. That's the Sefer Haredim. Just like the Kohen has a mitzvah d'oraisa to bless the people have a mitzvah d'oraisa to accept the bracha. How do you accept the bracha? By answering Amen. That's how a medrash could say that pshat in a pasuk is answering Amen. Because there's one Amen that's d'oraisa. Amen to Birchas Kohanim. Therefore, so you have to sort of get ready. Now, why dreams? Why are we talking about dreams here? I thought a person could access any bracha in the world. Why are we talking about if somebody has a bad dream, they should try to nullify it during Birchas Kayanim? The point is like this. Of course, if somebody has a certain tzara, again, once there's a gzar din, very hard to rip it up. But of course, if somebody is already has a chayli, is not feeling well, needs a zivug, needs children. So of course, you try to be mevatelet by Birchas Kayanim. But the point is, the first premonition of looming difficulty is the dream. The dream is the first warning. So Hashem, before He brings any kind of difficulty, He's going to give you a premonition. You know, hey pal, you got to shape up a little bit. Here, this may happen. So it's not, Birchas Kayanim is for bad dreams. It's not about bad dreams. It's even if the evil is not active, it's incipient, it's looming, it's a looming possibility, you want to nip it in the bud and get rid of it with the Baruch Hashem, but certainly anything you need in life. You know, not that anyone here could possibly need anything, but there are people out there, some people, they want to feel a little bit better, they want to have more refuah. Some people, they think they need more kesef, more parnasa, more nachas, whatever it is. There are things in this world that people need. You need something. Why would you run to get the blessing of a person if you could get the bracha of Hashem? Because the bracha, the kohanim are not giving the bracha. Kohanim are channeling the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is top stuff. This is the premier, this is not even a segula. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You need anything? This is how you get it.
Is it not as effective when the Shliach Tzibur says it every morning by Shacharis?
The Shliach Tzibur?
Yeah.
It does absolutely nothing. When the Shliach Tzibur says it by Shacharis?
Ken Yerotzen.
No, you say Ken Yerotzen.
Right, I'm saying, that's like answering Amen.
Yeah, no, but he's not giving you a bracha. He's saying, Elokeinu Baruchinu Babracha M'Shalash Adah. Give us the bracha. We're saying, God, give us the bracha. It's like saying, it's the whole Shemoneh Esrei is God, give us the bracha. But he's not giving, he can't channel the Brachas Kohanim. The guy's a Yisrael. His father was Yisrael. His grandfather was Yisrael. And not one person since the Jewish people left Egypt. Where's a Kayin? He has no Shaykhis to Berchus Kayinim. He wouldn't know Berchus Kayinim if it hit him over the head. You're just saying, Kayin Yihiratzen, yeah, God should give it to us. But it does nothing, or close to it. You need to have Kayinim giving you the bracha. So, we'll see, what do you do in Chutzah Aratz? But again, let's try to paint the picture over here. The world stands on Amin Yehishmei Rab. It stands on Uval Etzion. The problem is that's good to keep alive. You know, that keeps you breathing and blood circulation. That's it. That's all the Uval Etzion and the Amin Yehishmei Rab is going to do. Blood circulation, maybe kidney function, and digestion. But, you know, that's not good enough. Nobody wants to be connected to any machines. But Amin Yehishmei Rab and Uval Etzion, it's going to keep you alive. But it's not good enough to be alive. You need blessing in life. You want blessing? You got to wait for Berchas Kayanim. Because otherwise you're surrounded by, you're surrounded by the enemy. So the only way to shoot down the enemy is the Berchas Kayanim. Now the dream is, even the premonition of impending doom is abolished through Berchas Kayanim. But how do you know more than that is abolished? How do you know actually you could gain legitimate blessing through Berchus Kainim? So the Zohar HaKadosh says in this week's Parsha, and this is in number 6, She'ela Dalad, that we know Berchus Kainim is able to be mevatel a dream, it's able to mevatel the anger of Hashem, but how do you know it could actually transform a choili into brios? In other words, like this, a guy's not feeling well. How do you know through Berchus Kainim the guy could feel better than had he never gotten sick in the first place? You have a guy who's feeling okay. He's doing pretty good, you know. He's walking down the street. He has a little bit of, he's a little sluggish. He could use a boost in his energy level, maybe an extra shot of vitamin B. Al yidei berchas kohanim, you could take a guy who's half asleep and it could re-energize him. It could reinvigorate him. Where do we learn this from? The Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says that at the time of the Midas Hadin called Chaf Hei, the world cannot exist. However, when the Kohanim spread out their hands, Kohanim come from Chesed. Chesed spreads above and it attaches to the Berchas Kohanim. And it is misbasim. It brings good aroma and it brings blessing to the Jewish people. And it transforms Midas Hadin to Midas HaChesed. So even if you're having a bad dream, during the time of Berchus Kayanim, you should say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am yours, my dreams are yours. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will transform it from Din to Rachamim. So from here we see, a person could go into Berchus Kayanim, he's down on his luck, nothing's going his way, not family life, not parnasa, nothing. Nobody likes him, and he could come out of Berachas Kohanim. He's going to be a rich man. He's going to be popular. Everything's going to work out after Berachas Kohanim. So, the question is, how do you do that? So the Sefer Chesed Alafim says that from the above-mentioned sources, we learn three things. Number one, we see from the Zayar that it's not only a bad dream. By the way, a friend of mine in France, Rabbi Rafal Ansel, sent me from Chassam Sofer. I found earlier sources. This is already in Medrash Talpiyos of the Baal Shevet Musar, who quotes the Kadma in the Taras Chaim. Why are we picking on the dream? This is Ayam Venayra. How many letters in Berachas Kohanim?
60.
A dream is what? A 60th of Nevuah. So says the Chassam Sofer in the Drasha, says the Medrash Talpiyos, says Taras Chaim. Berachas Kohanim, why is it potent? It's prophecy of the Torah. So therefore it's Mevatel, a dream, which is 1/60th of prophecy, B'shisha. So here the guy had a dream. He has a dream, something not so good is going to happen. He's Mevatel, the Chaloim, B'shisha. Because Berachas Kohanim is a Koyach of Nevuah. Okay. So now we're going to try to identify, we're in Berachas Kohanim. You could locate and pinpoint specific tzrachim. So if you look at number 12, if somebody needs refuah, you know, it's interesting. We always ask Hashem, heal us, heal us, heal us. Why don't we ask Hashem, you know, keep us healthy? It's almost as if there's always some chayli. There's always something. You always need refuah. So where should you be mechavin for refuah? V'yishmerecha. When you say the word v'yishmerecha, you should be mechavin for refuah. As the Medrash says, look at number 13. V'yishmerecha begufcha. Somebody has headaches. Somebody has an ingrown toenail. Somebody has any condition. Doc, what? Rheumatitis. What else? Somebody has a joint pain, somebody has gout, v'yishmerecha. That's it, v'yishmerecha. V'mechavin v'yishmerecha. It's interesting, Reb Chaim Knievsky said, the Kohen should. Here he's saying, you should, you both should. Not only that, we're going to see, if you have pain in your knee, then you go to the Kohen and you say, hey Kohen, you know, I got a little bruise in the knee. Have me in mind. So you have in mind, and he has in mind, and then...
Here is next to doesn't like what we're supposed to look.
No, you're not. Don't ignore that. Don't deal with that. No, you chas v'shalom to say it. Heaven forbid. Heaven, but then you lose the whole bracha. Then you might as well just stay home. You might as well eat kiddush or something, right? Yeah, we're not going with that. By the way, once we're on the topic, and this should not be recorded, but you know, Ribbono Shel Anisha Chamosh Al Chalam Chalam Teini Damahu. You should say that three times. The third thing, the Yehi Ratzon, it's very nice, but it's not that you don't say it. The Mishnah Berurah says you say three times Ribbono Shel Olam. The first time you end off, Ushmareini, because the Kohen says, you say Ushmareini, the Kohen says, V'yishmerecha. The second time you end off, V'choneini, because the Kohen ends off, V'chunecha. And the third time, 1 second, Siddur. Ushmareini, Usachaneini, Usachaneini, and then the third time you say the Ribbono Shel Olam, a third time, and then you say Visertzeini Keneged Shalom. Okay, you heard it here first, but don't tell anybody I told you to say that. It's not from me. It's only from the Chafetz Chaim, who is a Kohen Miyuchas. Okay, that's the according to what the Gemara and the Halacha, how you're supposed to be mispalo by Berachas Kohanim. In any event. So if you need a refuah, v'yishmerecha. What if somebody is already a chayla masukan, and you're not going to have enough time to send a letter to Eretz Yisrael, because the Chesed Alafim says, you need something, you're going to send a letter to Kohanim in the land of Israel, hey Kohen, have me in mind for this and this. Let's say somebody's already on the brink. He's already on the brink, so now what do you do? Says the Chesed Alafim, now you made a big mistake. you should have had your name on the Kohen and Eretz Yisrael's list to daven for you. You would have never been in that matzav. I think that's what he's saying. Or, if you made that mistake, then you need to put yourself on the official list of the Kohen. You ready? You're writing this down. Daniel Yaakov, Benito Shifra, and all of the above. Have in mind all of the above. Okay, so you should have your name on the list. This way, the Kohen keeps you in good shape. What if?
Why is it okay only during Shalosh Regalim in Chutz La'aretz and not every day?
Why don't we duchen every day in Chutz La'aretz?
Why only Shalosh Regalim? Why is it okay to do it during Shalosh Regalim and not?
That's another. Write that down for next year's share. Well, I can't answer that. It's unclear why we don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz. It could be the reason is because how could it? It's very difficult to duchen bezman hazeh. Because, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, well, how could a Kohen make a bracha? How does he know he's a Kohen? What evidence is there he's a Kohen?
DNA.
Yeah. Who took... Yeah, how many Kohanim do you know that tested their DNA?
Cats. Hmm. There's a whole family.
Cats.
One family that's...
Cat, not every cat is a Kohen, huh?
What's the name of that family that traced it?
The bottom line is Rabbi Yaakov Emden says he's not so keen on Kohanim making a bracha. So it's not pashut bechlal on Berachas Kohanim is none of that. Really? You give them truma? No, because who says he's a Kohen? So how can he make a bracha? So it's a highly sensitive subject.
And in Eretz Yisrael, yes?
You asked me why we don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz, you know? how many questions do you think he... That's already your third question in the shir, you know? Throw him a lifeline. What? Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay, now they came to Reb Chaim Knievsky, and somebody said they need a shidduch. Says Reb Chaim, you should be mechavein during Berachas Kohanim that the zivug should come mehera, and you should ask the kohen to have you in mind. Okay, now, question. You ready for this? Ma'aseh Shaya. I went over to a Kohen. I gave a name. Right before Berachas Kohanim, the Kohen said to me, what's the name again? I can't tell. I can't talk. Can't talk during Chazos HaShatz. Bop the bracha! No, you got to follow the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to talk during Chazos HaShatz. You have to give, you have to forego all blessing. And by doing that, I'm sure you'll get more blessing. But you know, people have all kinds of things they have to talk about Chazos HaShatz. You know, people, the Gabbai comes over. What's your name? Pal, Gabbai, are you clueless? It's in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You can't ask the guy his name, and he can't answer you. But in Gabbai LeGabbai, he can answer you. So don't think because it's Sarchei Tzibur, everything, if you need to have a transaction, interaction with the Kohen, I'll give you the Kohen's number. You have the whole, until now, until Sukkos, you communicate all your needs. You hand him over everyone in your family, health reports, blood work, DNA, you hand them over all your children. Whatever you need, hand them now. You have months and months. Get your whole repertoire in. Social security cards, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cryptocurrency, whatever you need to give the Kohen. Crypto, right? He's ready to take it. But once that Chazor Shashatz comes, you're done. I'm just pointing that out. Fine. So they asked Reb Chaim Kiyasu, we'll see, where in Berachas Kohanim should you have in mind the Shidduch? Vichuneka. We'll see why. Yeah, what do you do in Chutz La'aretz? That the minhag of by Bnei Ashkenaz is Kohanim don't duchen. And I need a Shidduch. The answer is, 530 Peninsula Boulevard is a Sephardic shul. Make sure you go there for Berachas Kohanim. Make sure you go there. Unless you want to wait until Sukkos. I mean, those are the two options. It's not Sukkos is not in so long. In other words, if you plan on buying a house within the next couple of months, you need money. So either you could buy a lottery ticket, or you could go to the Sephardic Shul. Or go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, go to Eretz Yisrael. Some people find it more comfortable to sit on a plane for 11 hours, go through customs, get a taxi, go to Berachas Kohanim and come back then to go into a Sephardic shul. Those are the two options.
What is the word Vichuneka mean?
And he will show you grace. Now, in the author, in the Sefer Siach Shidduch, he brings from Rav Chaim, he brings from Rabbi Eliyashiv. He came to Eliyashiv and said, Rabbi Eliyashiv, I need a bracha for a zivuk. Rabbi Eliyashiv says, I don't understand. Get a bracha from God. So Rabbi Eliyashiv saw it. I didn't understand what he meant. He explained, have in mind during Birchas Kohanim that your zivuk should come right away. Then I got married, he said. I didn't have children right away. I went back to Rabbi Eliyashiv. Rabbi Eliyashiv said, I already told you. Have in mind during Birchas Kohanim that you should have children. We're Vichoneka. Now we have Shailos Tshuvos Rabbi Chaim Knievsky. He was asked, there are many singles today. What should they do? Right? You could do speed dating. You know? They have now under the auspices of Charedi. Is that, did Rabbi Chaim say that? No. Did Rabbi Chaim say Shiluach HaKein? That wasn't first option. First option, Berchas Koyanim. What do you do? You're Bnei Ashkenaz. In Eretz Yisrael, we only duchen on the Chagim. Are you allowed to go to a Sephardic shul? Rav Chaim said, good idea. Could you ask the Kohen to have you in mind? Yes. Where should you have in mind to get a zivug? Vichuneka. Okay. Now, if the shul, if the Sfarad was smart, they would market this, you know. These are the times of Birchas Kohanim. You pay special Birchas Kohanim membership fee, you know.
Where should the Kohanim put all these names?
They should have it in mind. You know, that's their problem, you know. Okay. Right. We have any other Kohanim? Or just... All right. By the way, in the Sefer Machzei Avram of the Ishal Avram of Buchach, he brings that after Yitzchak sent Yaakov away, the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov vayivarech Yisai." He says, "Probably, perhaps, Yitzchak gave Yaakov brachas koyanim." He said, "Yivarechecha with all the brachas, v'yishmerecha from Esav, Yorashan panaveilecha with the Torah and Yeshiva Shem va'ever, v'chuneka that you should get a good wife." Because there's an idea that the wife always finds the husband charming, right? The rest of the family is looking, what kind of guy did this guy, did she pick up? The mother's thinking, this is who my daughter's married. The mother's scratching her head. This is who she came up with. The father's saying, him? But she likes him, right? Why? Because he finds favor in her eyes. Vichuneka. Vichuneka. So vichuneka is a bracha to find a zivug toiv. Probably you should have in mind also that not only should she like the chassan, but everyone else in the family should also think he's worth the price of admission. Okay, what if you need money? You want to go, you're going into real estate, you're going into business, you want shmira, hatzlacha, in your nechassim. Says, shayla chaf beiz, zechesa liyav lafim. Yivarechecha, Rashi says, sheyizbarchu nechassecha, that your nechassim should be blessed. You have a job, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you have a business, whatever you do, you want it to be successful, you don't want anybody harming the business, yivarechecha v'yishmerecha. What if you want children? Also, there's another pshat in the Medrash. Yivarechecha v'yishmerecha. Yivarechecha bebanim v'yishmerecha bebanois. Let's say you have 17 boys, you want a girl. You go over to the Kohen, have me in mind v'yishmerecha. Let's say you have 70 girls, you want a boy. You tell the Kohen, have me in mind yivarechecha. You want to identify the right spot, you know? Make sure you do the right thing. You know, you have the right thing. Some of the lady's 90 years old, and she got married. What happened? She told the Kohen the wrong word. He had her in mind for vichuneka, and she got a zivug. You know, you want to make sure you're getting the right bracha at the right time. Everything in due time. Okay, what if somebody needs refu in their eyes? They don't want to wear glasses anymore. Okay, this is not, no miracles are had. Don't expect that, you know, I want to become 20 years old again. I want to run the 30 meter dash. This is the regular brachas. But if somebody needs refu in their eyes, he brings in number 24 in Tshuva Chavav. Tshuva Yisra Shem B'medesh Rabba Yivarecha Hashem Toisvois Chayim V'Oishar V'Yishmarecha B'Guvcha Yor Hashem Panu Be'lecha Yitin Lecha Ma'ar Einayin. You need an easy labor, right? Your wife is 7 weeks overdue. She's in her 12th month already. and the baby's not coming out. And they threaten that, you know, to induce. No, never induce. It's a bad idea to induce. Rav Moshe is not a fan, unless you have no choice. Every baby is supposed to be born at a specific time, a specific mazel. You don't want to tamper with it. So what do? You go Birchas Kayanim. It's the middle of the winter. You call up your friend, Jack Cohen from the Sephardic community. You say, Jack, have in mind my wife. 30 minutes later, you're off to the hospital and everything is natural. Again, you know, there are no guarantees, but this is a tried and proven traditional approach to Birchas Kayanim. In other words, Birchas Kayanim is not, oh, Baruch Hashem, finally, after all the selling of the Aliyos and a very long, schlepped out Kakeli, finally davening is over, Birchas Kayanim. No, Birchas Kayanim is the grand finale of the Simcha of the Yom Tif, where the Baruch Hashem wants to be Mevarichas. We say on the Yom Tif, V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu es Birchas Mayadecha. And perhaps much of it comes during the Birchas Kayanim. So you wanna take advantage of it as much as possible. If you have a specific need, whether it's money, then you have in mind Yivarechacha, as the Medrash says, Sheyisbarchu Nechasecha. You need boys, Yivarechacha Bebanim. Girls, Yishmerecha Bebanois. You want to be successful. You're a Talmud Chacham and you want to be an Oysher also. There's something for you also. You want... people are tattling on you. You want to get rid of your adversaries. Look at number 26. Im nafal tachas yad kasha. So yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha shlo yishutu acherim alecha. You want to be successful in learning. Have in mind yivarechacha, because the Medrash brings a pshat, bebracha zutayro l'shma. The bottom line is that the Ribbono Shalom gives Klal Yisrael a very important and potent matana. And in Chutz Aretz, we access it a couple of times a year. How else could you access it? You could call your friend in Eretz Yisrael, tell him to have you in mind. Or, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you take extra advantage of Birchas Kayanim. Or, once in a while, pop into a shul that says Birchas Kayanim. Only good will happen. This is the kayach of the 60 letters of Birchas Kayanim. As we see, it's mevatel, the ominous effect of a chalayim. A chalayim is a 60th of nevuah. Birchas Kayanim is nevuah mamish. Through the kayanim, the Ribbono Shel Olam channels the bracha to Klal Yisrael. How does the kohen know whether his brachas were effective? So, I didn't put it on the sheet. I really wanted to give a separate shiur on it. Maybe I'll talk about it again next year. But this is Tshuva, Lamed Gimel. It's not on the sheet. Eich yadu hakoyhanim shehiskab labirchasam. He brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. When Moshe lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael prevailed. So the Gemara famously asks, V'chi yadav shel Moshe isois milchama. Ela bizman sheh Yisrael misaklam klapei maila. When they looked heavenward and they subdued their heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dependent on the Kohanim. If they're meshabed their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be margish that the brachas chal on them and that their brachas are effective. Maybe that's why, you know, there's a minhag that people say Shkoyach Kohanim, which is, some poskim say it's problematic. Because if you give shkoyach to the kohen, and then the kohen says back to you, baruch tia, while he's oimid al haduchan, he's over a dairaisa of Baal Tosef. Because he's only allowed to give three brachos. So you wait for the kohen to step off a little bit, then you say shkoyach. Since when do you give somebody a shkoyach? A guy shakes the lulav and esrog. Shkoyach guy. Since when do you give shkoyach? Why are you giving shkoyach kohenim? You give shkach if somebody did you a favor. The answer is because he's doing you a favor. Especially if you're having specific kavanas for what you need. Or if you gave the kohen all your stock statements. You gave him your whole portfolio. You gave him your blood work. He's davening for you. You know, the blood sugar count should go down. He's davening that the vitamin C should go up. He has everything in mind for you. You gave him all the medicines the doctor prescribed. He has in mind this medication should go down. That thing, you gave him the whole list of the work done on your car that needs to be done. He has your whole life in front of him when he's giving you the bracha, so you give him mashgayach because he's doing you a personal favor. So we should be zoicha through Parshas Nasai, because we know Parshas Nasai is the aftermath of Kabbalas HaTorah, and Al Yedei Kabbalas HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mevorech Klal Yisrael, so he gives us tremendous bracha. So saying, we're going to say Kaddish maybe, if we say Kaddish, that will allow us to continue to breathe. But if you want more than that, so then you got to take advantage of Birchas Kayanim. Everyone should be Zoicha, that all the brachas should be Neskabel and Neskayim Barachim of Ratzin. Shkayach.
Is that where the concept of Batul Shishim comes from too? Shishim
recording
is
stuff.
It's an example of where we say Batul B'Shishim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.